This is Fresh Air. It's that time of year when record stores are filled with Christmas albums by everyone from Elvis to the Three Stooges. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead is a self-confessed grump when it comes to the holidays, but he says he's found one Christmas record he likes, an anthology of jazzed-up Christmas songs.
Nothing whips us consumers into a mindless frenzy like Christmas, and nothing makes that fact plainer than Christmas records. All of them have the same 10 songs, and few of them get played more than 5 days a year. Holiday records are pretty tacky to begin with, but the nice thing about kitsch is that, like cheese, it gets more pungent with age. A case in point is this souvenir from the early 60s bossa nova craze. That's organist Don Patterson with guitarist Pat Martino from 1964. There, Rudolph is the silliest thing on a Christmas record even humbugs can enjoy. The Christmas Collection, a budget album on the Prestige label. It's a set of 10 performances by 7 different bands, recorded between 1953 and 1970. One of the best things on it is this 1953 romp by pianist Paul Blay, bassist Charles Mingus, and drummer Art Blakey. Many artists on this collection observe an old custom from R&B Christmas records, cramming in references to the song Jingle Bells wherever they can. Check out Walter Perkins' percussion on this 1964 recording by pianist Bobby Timmons. Butch Warren plays bass. These artists refer to one Christmas song while playing another really captures the single-minded delirium of a holiday buying spree. Here's pianist Wynton Kelly backing tenor saxophonist Gene Ammons from 1970. There are 3 versions of Bob Wells and Mel Torme's The Christmas Song here. Jazz musicians like the tune for its pretty chord changes. Tenorist Eddie Lockjaw Davis's 1960 version, previously only on a 45, shows how much mileage a ballad player can get working minor variations on a familiar theme. Organist Shirley Scott supplies the Falling Snowflakes. I love that echo on Lockjaw Davis's saxophone. He sounds like he was recorded from the far end of a school hallway. This Christmas collection shows how the best jazz musicians can personalize any material. They confirm their own creative freedom, even as they put the rest of us in the mood to rush like lemmings to the nearest mall.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the Christmas collection on the Prestige label. This is Fresh Air.